This is Nathan Gray reporting at the end of Food Ingredients Europe Day 2. I'm joined by Annie Rose Harrison-Dunn and Caroline Scott-Thomas to talk about our highlights of the day. What was your top highlight of today then, Annie Rose?
It's more actually an afternoon that I spent with different sweetener companies. Obviously that's not a new issue with stevia coming in as a big trend. But I was really interested in how confectionery manufacturers are working these ingredients into their products and how what that entails, because actually sugar is a flavour ingredient, of course, but it's also a bulking ingredient. So I was talking to some people like Galam, who are an Israeli company, about how you counter that within formulation for confectionery. So we're going to do some stuff on that coming up, so I'll keep the details to myself.
Thank you, Annie Rose. And what was the tastiest part of the day for you, Caroline?
Well, I think it's really interesting to see a lot of the trends from the United States coming over to Europe at this point. And one of the big ones that I'd seen is protein. Seeing high protein products really coming through, all sorts of things, including confectionery and drinks, and as well as dairy products. And the other thing is the Greek yogurt. Obviously, Greek yogurt normally actually comes from Europe, but it's the kind of Greek yogurt that we had been seeing in the United States, with this very thick, creamy product with high protein, very low fat. That is beginning to be introduced over here. We're seeing a lot more prototypes. Whether that takes off here, as I think remains to be seen. We've seen some products from the UK, but we'll see whether that takes off across Europe in the coming couple of years.
Okay, thank you, Caroline. And for me, it's been about protein as well, really. A lot of today I've been wandering around and I've noticed a lot of people supplying protein from quite strange different alternative sources. It's not really just the same traditional protein sources that we've been seeing in the past, so it seems like there's a demand for new protein from different areas, and people doing some really innovative things with it as well, so look out on to Navigator for more of that. This is Nathan Gray with Annie Rose Harrison-Dunn and Caroline Scott-Thomas reporting at the end of FIE Day 2.